In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, there was a temptation this morning to just skip the sermon, since so much of the service so far and continuing forth will be really a sermon about the Divine Liturgy, the Scripture that is its source, and why the Church has preserved it, the Western Church, through so long. But the Gospel texts, even the Old Testament texts, might have led us to talk about something different, to talk about tithes and offerings. No doubt you're already just a bit sick of it, and over the next 2 weeks you'll probably be done hearing about it, at least for a little while. So we'll avoid that. But there is a temptation for us, still, based off this Gospel text, to be like Pharisees. When it comes to our liturgy, the divine service, to say, you must conduct the service in just the right way, with all the particular details, bowing at the appropriate points, standing, sitting, singing just right, all the parts in place. And to insist upon this would actually be Pharisaical. What we must insist upon is that our divine service be from the Lord. Otherwise, it would not be called divine at all. And to be from the Lord would be a service conducted like that of the tax collector. Now, the tax collector isn't the best of the bunch. It seems the Pharisees even accusing him of at least lumping him in with adulterers, extortioners, unjust people, other men. Not a true believer, not one who lives like God would have him live. Nor does he tithe the way he ought to. The Pharisee gives a tithe of everything he has, not just what's required, but even more. Not only that, he fasts twice a week, more than the prescribed yearly fast of the Pharisees. So it seems the Pharisee does everything just right. He's the model Christian, conducts the service the way it should be. His own life reflects what he hears. He gives into the offering plate the way that he should, even greater than what's commanded. He fasts twice a week. And yet, running through the whole Gospel text is this theme of righteousness or justification, to be justified. Those are the same word. To be righteous is to be just. And who is righteous? Who is just? Who is the one that the Lord calls at the end, this man will go down to his house justified? Not the one who does everything just right. Not the one who tithes more than what he should. Not the one who fasts. Not the one who prays daily. But rather the sinner. The one who perhaps is an adulterer, an extortioner, unjust in his daily living. One that doesn't tithe as he should. Doesn't even keep the yearly fast. Doesn't know when to bow or make the sign of the cross, doesn't know when to stand or to sit, can't sing the hymns. That's the one whom the Lord says will go down to his house justified. Why is that? Why is it the one who doesn't even get it right, get all of the externals right, is the one who is justified? Well, simply because inside, internally, he is being made righteous. He knows that righteousness does not come through fasting, through tithing, through bowing and standing, through praying just right, singing hymns robustly. Righteousness comes from Jesus. That's why he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He is the one who is justified because he is the one who needs justification, who knows it. In the deep recesses of his heart, he knows that he is unjust, unrighteous, unable to stand before God, to stand before his holy law, to stand on the last day before the throne, because he is unjust. He has not kept the law. He has not been whom the Lord has commanded him to be. He isn't deceived like the Pharisee. Instead, he comes before the Lord in utter humiliation. He humbles himself, humiliates himself face down to the ground, swearing that he has nothing of himself that makes him right before God, but instead asks of God what would make him right. Asks for the Lord to be merciful to him. Confesses exactly who he is, a sinner. Confesses that there is inside his flesh, in his heart, nothing but evil, nothing but animosity to God. Confesses that it is Jesus who has given him the spark of faith, that has enlightened him through the Spirit to confess this: be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner. So he might not get the liturgy quite right. He doesn't tithe the way he should. He may not pray every day. He certainly didn't keep the fast. He's probably pretty wicked throughout his whole life. But of course, that is the reality of the human condition. That is what is inside of all of us. And so, by coming before the Lord, saying, "Be merciful to me, a sinner," the Lord can do his work. The Lord can provide for him righteousness in Jesus. The Lord can wash his blood over him in holy baptism, to feed him with his word, to place in his very mouth the sacrificial lamb's body and blood, the very thing that forgives him of his sin, makes him righteous, makes him ready to stand before the throne, causes him not to fear the Lord's judgment, but instead to plead, "Be merciful, forgive me," and receive forgiveness. So we might not insist that you conduct the service just right. It would be wrong of me to say that there is only Christianity where the parts of the Western liturgy are present. There are many Christian churches who don't conduct the liturgy as we do, that as our hymnal has provided for us, the tradition that's been handed down to us from our fathers and grandfathers. It isn't required that we conduct it just so. But what is required is that we confess like the tax collector, that in everything that we do, whether it be in liturgy, whether it be in our life, that we go day to day, Sunday to Sunday, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." So if there's one thing to take out of today's service, this narrative divine service, where you hear each part of the liturgy explained, it's that very word, mercy, righteousness, forgiveness, justification. For the Lutheran confessors have taught from the Reformation on that there is one teaching by which the church stands or falls. Without this one teaching, they say, there can be no church. That teaching is justification. That Christ died for you. That Christ imputes to you his righteousness, places it upon you, wraps you up in it, clothes you in his righteousness so that you may stand before God forgiven, made right, made just in him. So our liturgy, from start to finish, is about righteousness, about being made righteous, receiving righteousness. It's all about gift. It's about God placing this righteousness upon your heart and your mind, upon your forehead, in your mouth. Divine service is nothing short of us confessing, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and God, forgiving in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.